you're listening to the Holidays Radio Podcast. Various old-time radio shows with a holiday theme for your listening enjoyment.
Blessed be that happy morn, full of heavenly joy, full of heavenly joy.
It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. They're all over the cast is applauding. Wait till they open up their presents. They won't be... 903, Rod.
903, and Merry Christmas to you, Red. Yeah. Well, here it is, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and you know, I don't. And you know what I'm going to give you?
Well, no, Red, I haven't the slightest idea.
Then we're even. Neither have I.
Oh, say, I heard you on the Eddie Cantor program last week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know who's a great guy, too?
Who?
Is this Harry Von Zell. He laughs at everything that Cantor says, you know?
Well, I can laugh as hard as Harry Von Zell.
Yeah, well, let's see. Go ahead.
Oh, say something funny like Cantor.
I'm dead.
No, I'm kidding, Red. It was really some show.
Yeah, there's a real comedian.
Eddie Cantor?
Me.
Well, he's been on the air a long time, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, when Eddie first went on the radio, Marconi was just thinking of the idea.
And when you first went on the radio?
He's sorry he ever thought of it.
You know, it must have been exciting being on the air with Eddie Cantor.
Yeah.
He's discovered a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Deanna Durbin, Dinah Shore.
Yeah, Sophie Tucker. John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, wait a second, Red. How long has he been in show business?
Eddie Cantor, let's see. Well, let's see. Lincoln was shot in 65. I took a bath in 22. I don't know. It's been a long time.
I thought that was cute the way you played Junior and Eddie played your father.
Yeah, here, I got a nice card from Eddie Cantor. I'll read it for you. It says, right. Dear Red, thanks for being Junior on our show. We really love Junior, and we all want him to return the microphone. Turn the page there. But all joking aside, ladies and gentlemen, everyone kids Eddie Cantor about his big eyes, but very seldom anything is said about the big hand that he has that's always ready to reach out and give help to some unfortunate person.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos. Brings you new mellow taste, new mildness. New freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, smoke this new Rolly 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new, all-new.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903.
It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings Toyland by Victor Herbert. tonight the stories in the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire are about Christmas. If you'd rather have the deeper type of Christmas stories, you can go to the Dickens.
Chapter 1, The Black Market Christmas.
Good evening there, friend. Merry Christmas and welcome to the Sweet Tooth Candy Kitchen.
Are you Bolivar Shagmaster?
Well, if I ain't, some guy's sure running around with a horrible name, I know that.
Well, Ben Rubin, the newsboy, sent me.
Oh?
Yes, he told me you might have some bubble gum.
Not so loud. Step into the back of the store, will you? The boys just smuggled it in this morning.
The boys?
Yeah, you know, the gum runners.
Is this a black market?
No, this is more of a tattletale gray. But I can't take any chances just talking out in the open. I was run in last week for cutting up extension cords and selling them to nearsighted kids for licorice. Now, what's on your mind, huh?
Well, I'd like to get a box of bubblegum for my grandson for Christmas.
A box?
Yes.
Oh, what gold mine do you own?
Well, how much does it run?
$2 a ball.
$2 a ball?
Yeah, that's providing you take a few sticks of the other brands of gum, see? We're operating the way the liquor stores do. If you buy one bottle of good stuff, you gotta get some of that rot gut with it, you know?
Well, you know, at that price, I can buy a new car.
You'd be surprised how many people are buying gum this year instead of cars.
Well, it seems ridiculous to pay that much for.
Well, I'll tell you what I do have. You might be interested in some used bubble gum. Might be able to scrape you up a box of that, sporty.
Well, where do you get it? From the seats after a kiddie's matinee?
Yeah, but from the Beverly Hills Hitchin' Post Theater. Oh. This ain't that riff-raff stuff, you know. You know, them movie cards, movie star kids is, they're different, you know. As soon as the sugar's out of the gum, they're ready for a new chew. They don't go in for the sport of blowing it and popping it, you know.
Well, I guess I'd better get some of the fresh bubble gum.
Good for you,
yeah,
good for you.
Christmas only comes once a year.
That's right. Here we are.
Well, now tell me, are there any instructions with the gum? My grandson's only 4 years old, and he's never seen any.
Well, all he has to do to blow a bubble is to breathe through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, be sure you get that straight, because if he does it the other way around, he's going to be in trouble. Here, I'll give you a demonstration. What size head does your grandson have?
Why?
Well, I want to give you an idea of how the bubble gum is going to look hanging out of his kisser. You see, if it's not just right, the size is not right, the loss is too great. Oh. When it pops, it gets in their hair, all over their faces, shuts off their breathing.
Well, he wears a size 3 hat.
What's the kid got for a head? Grapefruit? I'll have to chew this stuff up a little and get some of the kinks out of it. Uh-oh, there went my filling. Well, now watch this, brother.
Say, it has nice texture, doesn't it?
51 gauge. Makes a nice sheer bubble, don't you think? You better step back. This may be a little moisturized.
Well, would you mind if I stepped into the next room? It's getting on my coat.
That's funny. This thing ain't popping. How did my head get inside of here? Well, I knew if I stayed in this business long enough, I'd blow my top.
Chapter 2, Christmas Eve in the Sagebrush Country.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse boy!
Hey, get down. Why don't you just say, stop?
That's why.
Say, don't the town look pretty, huh? Mm. I like the way they got them trees decorated. Men hanging from them. Here, it is Christmas Eve, and I'm kind of lonesome.
Ain't you going to spend Christmas with your dad?
No, they won't let me in Alcatraz.
Oh, is he still on the rock?
He's been there ever since it was a feble.
Well, I remembered you this time, Dada.
Oh?
Here's a little present for you. But don't open it till tomorrow.
Why?
Because it ain't set to go off until then.
That's mighty sweet of you, O'Brien. I feel pretty bad, though. I didn't get you nothing. How would you like a new car?
Why, sure.
Well, here's some vitamin pills that'll keep you alive that long. Hey, look, over there's a bank. I'll go in and get some money and give it to you.
Oh, the bank is closed.
Well, I wasn't going to make out a withdrawal slip.
No, forget it, Mr. Deadeye. It's Christmas. You don't have to prove to me that under that dirty shirt beats a good heart.
But that's why I want to get you something.
Bob, but I don't want it.
You don't know what it is.
20 years in this state, ain't it?
No, now, it won't be no trouble at all. Look, there's only one cash in there with all that lettuce.
Yeah, but that's old Tim Hartnett, one of the best shots in these parts.
Careful there, partner. I'm the best shot in these parts. Watch me light my cigarette by shooting it. Rolly, that is.
Yeah, it's kind of short, though. You better watch your nose.
I prefer the difficult shots. Oh, well, things didn't smell too good around here anyway. Well, come on now. Let's go over there. That bank clerk's all by himself now.
Yeah, well, I tell you what.
What?
You take your deck of cards and deal a poker hand. Now, if I get the best hand, we'll forget about robbing this bank.
Okay, that's mighty neighborly of you. Now, there you are. Five for me and five for you. What you got?
Three aces and two kings.
Well, Santa Claus came early. I got a pair of sixes.
Man, a pair of sixes don't beat two kings and three ones.
These do. They got pearl handles.
Man, you sure is lucky.
Now climb up there and keep them covered.
Why, is he cold?
Get climbing, will you?
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Trick or treat.
Don't say that on Halloween.
Oh, gee, I plumb forgot to tell you, but this is a stick-up.
Oh, yeah? Well, take this.
Oh, Deadeye, they got me.
Well, don't lay there. Get on your horse like me, and let's get out of here.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new. New blend, new freshness, new taste. And remember,
medical science offers proof positive. According to tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
The new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903.
It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play a medley of well-known Christmas carols.
Thank you.
Chapter 4, Christmas Eve in a Child's Heart. A home with a tree, the warm spirit of love, and a child is truly the meaning of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
I wonder where Junior is. He never stays away this long. Pat, what did you get Junior for Christmas?
I got him what every boy like him should have, my dear. A muzzle with straight jacket to match. Oh, what's wrong with it?
I got him the same thing.
By the way, has the boy hung up his stocking?
Has he? Every pair he has. Plus his high tops and a windsock from the airport.
Open your door!
Fasten your safety belt. There he is now.
Open your door.
Well, where have you been? Where did you get all those presents?
Not so loud, not so loud. I think I'm being followed.
You mean there's a man out there? Good heavens! Maybe he wants to kidnap you.
No, don't look so happy about it.
Where have you been, Junior?
Down at the corner drugstore.
Oh.
Yeah, have you been worried about me, had you?
Yeah.
I was down there and I thought I'd never get waited on. Hey, you don't have a charge account at the drugstore, does you?
No.
You just now.
Well, I hope you didn't give them a lot of trouble at the drugstore.
They kept me waiting so long that when I finally did get waited on, I fixed them, boy. I bought a box of bobby pins and made them gift wrap, every one of them.
That wasn't very nice of you. Yeah. What do you think Santa Claus would do if he heard about it?
I don't care. I didn't get to see them this year to tell him what I want. And I don't care. Let it get back to him. I don't care. No, let him know I is bad. Let him know I is bad. If he has any ideas of bringing me anything, just tell him to forget about it. I'm going to wait up for him, and when he's not looking, I'm going to grab him and push him in the closet and knock him in there. And then I'm going to be the new Santa Claus. Not going to have big, vicious-looking reindeers, fuzzy with fangs on them. They got great big spikes for horns. And they will sneak up, and I'm not looking, they will trample. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I scared myself.
No, it's all right.
No, it's not. I said bad things about Santa Claus.
But don't worry about it. He won't forget you. Just... He likes good little boys.
That's what I mean. Cook goose, you can serve me for dinner tomorrow.
Now, that's enough now. What did you buy for Christmas?
What'd you buy me, Junior?
Well, you never guess. Here, look.
It looks like a tie box.
Well, that's what I thought you'd think it was, and you're going to be surprised when you open it up.
Why?
There's nothing in it, nothing. In it.
Imagine our little grandson doing his own shopping. You know, Pat, it's things like this that makes me sorry I ever grew up.
Oh, you didn't grow up, Grandma. You just grew out.
Well, Verna, my dear, we've taken our age gracefully. Still young in heart. And one nice thing about our age, people no longer tell us we're getting old.
That's very sweet of you, Pat.
Boy, he's bucking for something. You know, Christmas spirit's got him. Only last week, Grandma, he said you helped Paul Revere saddle his horse.
Pat, you didn't.
I was only telling the boy a bedtime story.
Well, Junior, I'll have you know I'm not that old.
Oh, no? Hey, the bridge is coming!
Good luck, Paul. Drop me a card from Lexington. I think it's time for you to go to bed.
No, I'm not sleepy.
But this is the night when Santa Claus comes.
Well, I don't care. I'm so sleepy, I hardly keep my window eyes open.
Look here. Take this popcorn ball. You might want to gnaw on something.
Did you make them?
Yes.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I just gnaw on the bedpost. It's easier on me teeth.
They're not that bad.
Oh, no, I start chewing them and I wind up gumming them. Hey, good night, Grandpa. I hope Santa Claus brings you what you wanted.
Well, I asked him to bring me a new Buick Roadmaster.
One like Red Curtis has? A maroon one with white wheels?
Yep.
The top goes up and down?
Yep.
One that's all shiny new?
Yep.
Oh, you dreamer, you. You know, I was going to get you a new Bell and Howell Camaro, you know, but to replace your Brownie. You
really?
Know? Yeah, but every time Bell put my name down, Howell rub it off.
You've stalled long enough. Hurry off to bed, dear. Okay. Santa is due here now.
Well, I don't think he'll be coming here. I've been pretty unbearable lately.
Oh,
you know?
He's pretty fair. I think he'll overlook a few things.
A few things, yeah. But when I close my eyes and see all the things I wrecked this year, I sort of put that atomic bomb in the firecracker class, you know? Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
There's somebody up on the roof. Now they're downstairs. They're downstairs. I better go down and see who it is. I wonder what time it is. Maybe it's a stick-up. The clock's got both hands straight up, straight up. Where's me pop gun? I'll sneak down and scare them away. I will. I'll slide down the banister and then they won't hear me. Whoop! I forgot something. More comfortable with pajamas on. Look, who's asleep in the chair there? Santa Claus. I'm going to pull his beard and see if it's really him. Whoop! The beard is really connected to him, boy. I pull it and his ears stood straight up.
Well, Junior, why aren't you in bed? It's late.
Well, you reindeers woke me up. I didn't think I'd get to see you this year, you know.
That's right. I missed you down at the department store.
Yes, you did.
Here, sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, boy, you sure is soft, ain't you, huh? Who built you, Simmons? Huh? Boy, you look like a family-sized bottle of ketchup, you do. An old bloodshot blimp he is. Oh, boy. How come you went to sleep in a big chair?
Well, this is the last house on my route. I wasn't sleeping, just resting my eyes and thinking.
Is you tired, Santa Claus?
No, not tired. Disillusioned. For years, I've believed that everyone lived with the spirit of giving in their hearts for 365 days a year. Not just at Christmas time.
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Santa Claus. You ought to sneak up on them around summertime. Boy, it's getting so people don't even shake hands anymore, you know? They can't get a good enough grip because of the greased palms, you know? You don't know the half of it. Santa, you had tears in your eyes. The smog burning them? Hmm?
No, I've been thinking maybe it'd be better if I stopped coming back.
Oh?
Stopped trying to bring the spirit of giving into the hearts of the world.
Oh, Santa Claus, you can't do that. You gotta come back. So many people love you. Not for what you bring them, but because you're the symbol of goodness.
But only for a short time. Tonight, I passed the grave of a boy who fought and gave his life. Tonight, I passed the park bench where his brother sleeps. Tonight, I passed the house of the man who made both possible. Like a miser, he's trying to hold the precious destiny of his fellow men, worshiping not the spirit of Christmas, but kneeling to the power of greed, halting the wheels of progress, betraying all the right to a free government, belittling those who gave their lifeblood for peace on earth and goodwill toward men, wishing a Merry Christmas to no one. Oh, I think it'd be better if I never came back again.
Oh, please, Santa Claus. It'll be better next year, it will.
Well, I'll think it over. Just remember, Junior, greed is the greatest weapon of war.
Yeah, I know. Grandma tells so since I go all the time.
Well, I must be getting along.
Oh?
Say, I almost forgot to ask you. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, well, now you don't have to bring me nothing, goodness. I haven't been very good this year, and I won't ask for anything. That'll probably be the best thing I've done this year.
Well, I don't think you've been that bad.
You is tired, ain't you?
Now, just reach in the bag and get whatever you want.
Well,
there's not much left.
Okay, anything will beat that piece of junk you brought me last year, boy.
That wasn't junk.
It is now, boy. Hey, what kind of book is this? What kind of book
Mother
is
Goose.
This?
Mother Goose. Would you like to have it?
Well,
seems
yes.
Like a lot of folks are asking for comic books this year.
Yeah, they've been so hard to get during the war. They all went to OCS, you know. Well, can
Junior,
I have a fairy tale book?
Yeah, I gotta be going, and my wife will be wondering what's become of me.
You has that trouble too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll run upstairs and watch you take off.
All right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, look at them reindeers. They look like ponies with hall trees in their heads. Look.
Goodbye, Junior.
Bye.
I feel much better. And I'll be watching my daily report for more brotherly love. Be sure and help it along.
I do me best, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Men, smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. It's the favorite of men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Get smooth, mellow Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back.
back to you next Tuesday at the same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying Raleigh's. And Merry Christmas, and God bless you all.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular show-off and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Al Jolson didn't get a better reception on Amos and Andy. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Hey, aren't you glad you know what 903 means?
Huh? Well, yes, Red, but now that I do, I have nothing to look forward to. No mystery to unravel.
No? You got an option coming up you can worry about it.
Well, Red, I see where your picture of the show-off is open in theaters all over the country. Yeah. How's the picture doing?
Well, they almost banned it in Boston.
Why?
Well, in one scene, my garter showed. Kid, the film broke, and they thought that the bare screen was a little too suggestive.
Well, this being the first picture you made since you got out of the Army, what did the bosses at MGM think of your performance?
Well, they liked it all right. Marjorie Main thinks I'm another Taylor.
Really?
Yeah, she said I ought to go in the suit business. Hey, how'd you like my picture, Anita?
Well, I couldn't enjoy it because some fellow behind me kept whistling and clapping every time you came on the screen.
Oh, that's
and
awful.
I finally turned around and hit him over the head with my umbrella.
No kidding. That's awful.
Well, what would you have done?
But I had an umbrella to hit you back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Red. I didn't know it was you. You sure get carried away with your pictures.
Yeah, the ushers carried me out three times. You know, you feel awful silly watching yourself on the screen, you know? But it's a lot of fun, though. How else could you eat a bag of popcorn and kiss Marilyn Maxwell at the same time?
What really impressed me about your picture was your serious acting with Jacqueline White.
Oh.
Why, at one point, you made the whole audience cry.
For their money back, huh? Say, did you like my love scene with Marilyn Maxwell? How'd you like that, Rod?
Well, it was okay in that last scene, but you didn't kiss Maxwell long enough.
Well, I did before they cut it, you know. At the preview, they showed the picture. Our clinch lasted halfway through the newsreel.
Oh, Red, stop kidding.
No kidding. John L. Lewis came in and broke it up.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Raleigh's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, smoke this new Raleigh 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new, all new.
And medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all new Raleigh 903. It's moisturized.
And now Anita Ellis will sing the old Rodgers and Hart favorite, where or when. Sing it good. Jack Kirkwood's listening.
Sometime you think you've lived before all that you live today. Things you do come back to you as though they knew the way. All the tricks your mind can play. It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. So it seems that we have met before and loved before and loved before. But who knows where or when?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Fred Allen for mentioning my name on his program last week. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much.
And now we open the story to the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, and it's about department stores tonight.
The department stores of today are confronted with many problems. And to help solve disputes between the customer and salesperson, there is a gentleman known as the floor walker. Chapter 36 introduces our gentleman of diplomacy.
Walk, 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 walk. All day long, just walking around looking at stupid people. People rush around here for things they can't get for people they don't like who don't want them anyway. I don't know how I could stand it if it wasn't that I was full of the old Christmas spirit.
Are you the floor walker?
What's that, bud?
I say, are you the floor walker?
Who do I look like, Bobby Walker?
Well, I thought you were the floor walker, but that flower in your buttonhole puzzled me.
Yeah.
Why do you wear a cauliflower?
I don't. It keeps sliding down from my ear.
My, you're happy.
No, I ain't.
Whistling?
Yeah, I'm wearing a T-shirt, too, but I ain't drinking tea. Get out of here. I drink that. My name's Willie Lumpup. What can I do for you? I'm the floor walker.
Well, I'm here to do a story for my newspaper, the California Sun.
California Sun?
Comes out once a month. Yeah. Tell me, what are some of the duties of a floor walker?
Well, I have to watch to see that the customers are happy. And if they're happy, then I know they haven't been buying anything. I got to watch each department to see that it's kept in order. You know, some pretty embarrassing things can happen. Like yesterday, a little boy stole a sign off the blouse counter and he put it over in the bathtub display, see? Mm-hmm. Never so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, what did the sign say?
He said, how would you like to see your best girl in one of these for $1.95?
Well, I see you're wearing a discharge button.
What's that?
I see you're wearing a discharge button.
Yes, sir, boy. During the war, I served in the Army and Navy stores.
Do you ever spot any shoplifters and pickpockets?
Yeah, one shoplifter tried to sneak an icebox out of here, but we had it nailed down to the floor. See?
Did he get away with it?
Oh, no. We've always had that hole in the floor. You know, them pickpockets are pretty foxy, too. They'll come up and talk to you for a while, and then before you know it, they got your shirt and pants right off of you. I could never understand. Here, somebody get me a kimono, quick.
Chapter 37, The Impatient Customer.
Hey, what's the main crowd for, Air?
Soap! They have a limited supply of your favorite soap.
Oh, not mine. I'm beautiful. I'm engaged. I use Dutch cleanser. Why don't they open up the store? Gee, I'm in a hurry. I gotta catch a bus, you know.
They're opening the door now.
Oh.
Attention, customers. Please do not rush. There are plenty of sewing machines, ice boxes, radios, and washing machines for everyone. The doors are now opening.
I'm trying to get my head out of this shopping bag.
I wondered where I got that head of lettuce. Get going, bub.
Can I help you, sir? Would you be interested in a new suit? What kind would you like? Something expensive or something like you're wearing?
Well, no, I just... came in to
Well, here's a beautiful imported model. Just run your hand over that herringbone weave.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ooh.
Careful, careful. Oh, here, let me take the bones out of your finger. Now, here, get into this coat.
Look, I don't want a suit. I only want a mousetrap.
Would you like trying the pants?
Well, the way this coat fits, I won't need any pants. Look, I'm in such a hurry. I only came in here for a mousetrap.
Any special kind?
Well, better than what I've got now. The mice are using it for a rubdown.
Well, that man over there will take care of it.
Okay, hope I don't miss my bus. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. Hello? Hardware department? No, we don't have any Christmas tree lights. No, we're using candles on the store trees. No, ma'am. No. No danger at all. Now, that talk about candles setting the tree on fire is a lot of baloney. I'll have to hang up now. I've got to go and slice some more bologna.
Look, clerk, have you got any mousetrap?
Oh, yes, sir. Just a second.
Well, what do you mean, just a second? I've been... hurry it up, will you? I got to catch a bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. We ain't got none that big.
Okay.
Chapter 38, The Department Store Janitors.
Yes, sir, here I am, working in the department store and only 7 more mopping days till Christmas. Wish I knew what to get Sarah do for Christmas. Maybe I'll get her a mink coat. I don't know, though. I don't think it would go with her skunk complexion. Let's see, one of them coats would cost about $5,000. I got $3.08 in the bank. Let's see, 3 from 5 would be, nope, that'd only leave me $1. Maybe I could get her some nylon stockings. No, they don't sell them in 3, so that'll be out. No, I wonder what she's going to give me. Last year, she gave me a turtleneck sweater. She knows I ain't got no neck. Well, I guess I better get back to work here.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, Sarah do, howdy doody to you, too.
Sure nice of you to help me clean the store,
Clem.
Yep, it's certainly good to see you working. You know, I thought you were going to be a bum all your life.
Me, too, but we all slip sometimes. I got my department all cleaned up. I think I'll mosey over and see if Santa Claus is in the toy department yet.
Why, it's too late. And besides, ain't you a little big for that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know. The Easter Bunny never complained. After all, I got to tell him what I want. I don't want to be forgotten like I was yet last year, you know.
You got something, Clem. Remember the sweater I gave you?
Yeah, but it was too big. That thing really stretched. The longer I wore it, the longer it got. You know?
Oh, no, it really didn't stretch, did it?
Oh, no. I like things flapping around my ankles. You know? Wore it 3 weeks before I took it out of the box. I better get along here with the cleaning up the store before it opens, Will.
Clem, I think this vacuum cleaner here is broke.
Well, maybe something's caught in the brushes. I'll just stoop down and take a look.
Watch out, Clem. You might get your nose caught.
Just turn the vacuum on.
Clem, be careful. Yeah.
Don't forget them two ears in the bag belong to me.
The supply room where they keep the dummy models.
Yeah, well, I'll go down and see if I can get the sweeper for you. Do. This must be the room here. Window supply room. Sorry, miss. I didn't know you were in there. Yeah, what's she doing here at this time of the night, huh? Boy, she was kind of pretty, wasn't she? Miss, could I come in and get the vacuum cleaner? Would it be all right if I come in, ma'am? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? What's the matter? I got you spellbound, huh? Ain't never seen nothing like me before, have you? Now, you better stop looking at me like that, because I come from a family of people, boy, that girl looks at a guy like that, kissing is in order. Okay, you're asking for it. Well, there went my gardener. This charming lady here.
Oh, Clem, she's not a lady. She's a dummy.
Now, don't get smart alecky. She's a very pretty little woman. I know a dummy when I see one. There's one over there.
Where?
Where I'm pointing.
Well, that's funny. He's pointing back.
Yeah. Besides, I know she ain't a dummy because she just kissed me.
Clem, you're the number one moron.
Well, then how come they ain't making a movie of my life story, huh?
She ain't real. Yeah. Go on, kiss her again.
All right. Boy, her hands sure are cold, ain't they? Well, cold hands, warm heart. You know, I kissed her. Now, they stayed on that time, didn't they? Now, what's your plan, huh?
Now, just kiss me.
Well, let's not get sickening about this.
Kiss me, Clem.
Okay.
Now, Clem, are you convinced? Do you see the difference?
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. I thought you were just jealous for a few minutes. Now, will you please get out of here and let us alone?
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all new. New blend, new freshness, new taste. And remember,
medical science offers proof positive. According to tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
The new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness.
And medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play Embraceable You by George Gershwin.
Chapter 39, Shopping with a Child. This is the story of a certain child in a store, which is worse than a bull in a china shop.
Are you all right, Junior? Yes, but I don't want to carry these packages anymore. They're too heavy.
Well, it was your idea. You wanted to carry them.
I know it was my idea, but something went wrong. The longer I carry them, the heavier they get.
All right, I'll take the packages.
Okay, put your shopping bag down so I can get out. You've been banging me against the sidewalk too much anyhow.
Well, here, we're going into this department store. No, don't let go of my hand,
fine.
Junior. I don't want to lose you in here.
You don't?
No. They have a very efficient lost and found department here, and I'd probably get you back.
You sure does love me, don't you, huh? Well,
follow me through these revolving doors.
Through the revolving door.
Junior, you're going out again.
Be right back.
Junior, come out of there.
I can't. I'm getting dizzy. Pull me out the next time around.
Now, Junior, why did you do that?
Oh, boy, I'm getting sick. I like to travel, you know. It's in me blood. I'm sort of a gypsy, you know. Round trips is always cheaper than me.
Heavens, look at this crowd.
Yeah.
Junior, is that you singing?
Yes, it is. I'm happy.
Well, what are you doing?
I won't tell you. I want you to be happy, too.
Now, what have you got in your hand?
Yeah?
Let go of it.
Okay.
Oh, my leg!
Well, is that all the thanks I get for giving him his garter back?
You people! If I didn't have my hands full of parcels, I'd spank you good.
Well, I'm not going to offer to hold them for you, kiddo.
If you'll be a good boy, I'll buy you a box of mixed nuts.
A big box?
Yes.
Walnuts and pecans?
Yes.
Brazil nuts?
Yes.
And almonds?
Yes, everything they have.
Can't eat them. They get under me upper plate.
Come along. I'll take you to see Santa Claus. Maybe you'll be good then.
Yeah, I'm going to see Santa Claus. Hey, what does I do when he calls me up to him, huh?
Well, you get on his lap.
Yes.
And then you tell him all the good things you've done during the past year.
In other words, I just sit there and keep my mouth shut, huh? Hey, I wish I could think of something to get for Grandpa, you know.
Oh, I know what, Junior. Your grandfather needs a new hairbrush.
Yeah, you wore his last one out on me. I'm not going to buy a new booby trap for myself.
How about some ties for him?
He wants another tie like I want another whipping. Hey, I you know what would be better? Buy him some toys. If you'd lend me the money, I could get him an electric train or a speedball or some roller skates or skates, you know.
Are you thinking of your grandfather or yourself?
She knows me pretty well, doesn't she? Hey, if you give me some money, and I could do some shopping.
Well, very well. Here's a penny.
A penny? Well, thanks, sporty. Let's go see Santa Claus.
Yes, we will in just a minute. I want to see if they have any blood donors red lipstick.
Yeah.
You stay right here.
Okay, I'm going to stay here. Oh, look at that pile of bottles there on the counter. I wonder what's holding them up. I wonder if I took the one off of the bottom, the rest of them would fall. Maybe they would. Then again, maybe they wouldn't. Then again, I don't know why I'm standing here. Maybe you're not going to do it anyhow. You know? let's see. Now, I'll just pull the one off of the bottom like this. Nope, didn't work. I take the one from the middle. Nope. Anybody got a weak heart, you better go out and get a glass of water. Now, I try the one from the side here. Whoop. Nope, stubborn little rascal. Now, I'll try one more.
Don't yell.
No.
What are you doing?
Well, don't yell. You scared me, too.
Come on, Junior, we're going home.
No, I want to see Santa Claus.
All right, come on.
No, I'm going to see Santa Claus. Here is where he lives, and here is where he sits, and he's gone!
The sign in front of his chair says, Santa's gone away to feed his reindeers. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What are you going to feed him with, an eyedropper? I want to see Santa Claus. I want to see Santa. Please, Grandma, where'd he go?
But he's gone, child. Don't cry.
I want to see him.
It's my fault for stopping.
What did you fall?
Oh, bless his
little heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
He's around here. Jump like that. I'm going to find him, too.
Junior, come back here.
Maybe he's behind this platform here. He probably saw me coming and ran, and I don't blame him at all, you know. Santa Claus. Maybe I stick my finger in this little hole. It's a button, maybe, to open up a secret door. Maybe something. Like that. No!
The cute lamb. It's like a little boy, and it lights up.
I've never been so shocked in all my life. Santa Claus, where is you? This is Junior, the little kid with the atomic background. Dumpy, 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 Shanny. Dumpy, 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 Shanny. Oh, what's that hanging on the hook there? It couldn't be. Yes, it is, too.
Junior, what are you doing? Now, come with me.
No, no, look, I'm going to look for Santa Claus because he couldn't have gone very far away from here.
What makes you so sure?
Well, because, look, he'd get arrested for running out around without any clothes on. Look, his suit's hanging right there on the wall, look. There it is. Oh, maybe this fat man coming has seen him.
Junior!
Hey, Fatso, have you seen Santa Claus around?
Well, well, he was here a few moments ago.
Well, if you see him, you tell him if he wants his red suit, he'll find it over at my house.
Okay, Sonny.
Goodbye.
Hey, little boy, come back here. Good heavens, come back here. Oh, dear.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying Rollies.
Here's the perfect Christmas gift for every pipe smoker. A full-pound canister of Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America. It's the favorite with men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking.
Here. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
I'll be with Eddie Kenner Thursday.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.